Kristen, first and foremost, just take us through what the past 24 hours have been like for you. How did you find out? Who was your first phone call?
Got taken out in the game yesterday or whatever, so for precautionary whatever. And then post-game, Buck let me know that I was getting called up, so, you know, I hurried out to my truck. So I called my parents first and then called my siblings and stuff like that. So it was, you know, it's been a good 24 hours.
When you look back on what you've been through with myocarditis, you expected a different trajectory, but you've still made it here either way. How does that feel for you?
Oh, you know, for sure, definitely a good accomplishment, but, you know, it's been good for me to have a support system around me through the team, my family, to help get me through some of the things I've been through. So it's, you know, it's been a journey, but, you know, it's been fun.
Walking in here today, being here today, right now, what does this feel like?
You know, it's great. You know, this is something I've worked for my whole life, something you thought about. So just to finally be here and be in the moment, it's been awesome so far.
And what about being in this series? I mean, this is the biggest series of the season, and now you're part of the big league club.
Oh, for sure. You know, definitely two great teams going at it, and to be able to be a part of the O's and, you know, hopefully help contribute to them winning more games and chasing the pennant, everything like that. You know, definitely an honor to be a part of this stacked lineup, and, you know, just wanting to contribute any way I can.
What were those emotions like when you first found out last night?
Oh, definitely. You know, your experience small, but just honestly stoked, excited, you know, relieved, something you worked for, you know, kind of paying off, and, you know, getting to go chase your dream.
Has it not been kept yourself looking forward, you know, coming off what you went through to be able to keep focus on what's ahead of you and what's behind?
For sure. You know, it's honestly just staying focused where my feet were at, you know, just taking it day by day. You know, as I was coming through some of the obstacles I went through, just each day enjoying what I had in front of me and taking advantage of it and seeing how I could get better every day.
Heston, during spring training, you had said that you thought that coming here would be a possibility late in the season. Did you always believe that you would be here by the end of the season?
Oh, for sure. You know, in the back of my mind, you know, I wasn't really trying to focus on it. I was just trying to show up and become a better player every day, whether that was in Bowie or in Norfolk and everything like that. But, you know, now that we're here, definitely excited as part of my journey this year and, you know, excited to see what comes forward.
Any family
friends looking out for this? Yeah, I got parents, siblings, and a couple friends that are going to make it in as long as their flights go as scheduled.
How's your family react
to this? Oh, they're pumped. Mom cried. Dad was super excited. Me and my brothers, you know, we're pumped, just, you know, FaceTiming each other. So it'll be good to see everyone in person and everything like that. So definitely a special moment and thankful to have my family to, you know, they're a big part to get me here.
Heston, there will no doubt be some nervous excitement when you first step over those lines or into that batter's box. What is your process of dealing with that, and can you imagine what that will be?
Oh, you know, there's definitely going to feel something, you know. You're probably going to get a little bit of butterflies, something like that, but man, I'm just going to enjoy it. That's the moment you've been hoping for, and that's a moment you all always want to experience again, so just going to enjoy everything I can.
What's your work been like at first base, and how do you feel over there?
You know, been working there every day, playing two games a week, maybe more every now and then, but it's been good so far, you know. Definitely had a lot of work to do beginning of the year until now, but feel comfortable over there. Came a long way this season, still got some things I need to work on, iron out over there, just because I'm new to the spot, but feeling good.
If you're asked to play first base up here, would you feel comfortable doing that?
Oh, for sure. Anything they ask me to do up here, I'm ready to help the team any way I can.
What does it mean for you to join a clubhouse that you've already spent so much time with some of the other guys in here?
Oh, it's just more comfortable being around a lot of these guys, or, you know, knowing some of these guys since I was in college, and also being able to play with some of these guys in the minor leagues. You know, it's a really great group of guys. You know, everybody kind of takes you in. They're all great guys to be around and great guys to look up to and learn from. So just looking forward to seeing what I can learn with them and also be on the same team and watch those guys go do what they do, because there's a lot of special players on this ball club.
Did you have at any point this past year a setback or something in particular you really felt like you had to push through to make it to today?
This season, not so much. Just going out there, proving what I had to prove, but definitely had, you know, my myocarditis and my hamstring in the past that I had to persevere through, but that's part of being an athlete and just part of life. You just got to keep going.
What was that thought process when you did have those hard moments to make it through?
Oh, for sure. Just, you know, stay focused on the end goal. You know, minor setback, major comeback. Just got to keep your head down and keep working. And you got to be, even when you're in a tough spot, you got to be thankful for what you do have around you and just see what you can do that day to achieve the goals you want to in life.
Yeah.